Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NIRS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, Queensland parents, shocking knowledge gap, failing to protect their kids amid peak allergen seasons. As peak pollen season hits Australia this spring, new research reveals an awareness gap among Aussie parents about the impact of indoor allergens on their children's health. Look, with that, we're going to catch up yarn around with Shannon Roach, Zyrtec Pacific Business Unit Director, and we have Shannon on the line. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're virtually talking about communication, but it's not happening. And we're talking about protecting precious cargo, our kids. We need to do a lot better in this space, don't we?
Yes, we do. Right now, as kids are sneezing and rubbing their eyes, it can be challenging for parents to tell the difference between hay fever and a cold. Mm. The Zyrtec research shows that 2 in 3 attribute these symptoms with a cold, which means allergic rhinitis may go untreated. Even in families with a child experiencing hay fever symptoms, only 17% think the home could be making things worse.
Yeah. So what do we need to do here in regard to the communication or informing parents as such?
Well, spring's the perfect time for parents to take a few simple steps that may help reduce exposure to allergens. Things like washing bedding more often in hot water, vacuuming with a filter regularly, and keeping windows shut on high pollen days could make a real difference. And if symptoms do flare up, Zyrtec provides fast, long-lasting relief to help families feel their best through this season.
And would you have any percentages on the so-called data?
One in three don't change their cleaning routines at this time of the year. So this potentially leaves allergens like dust and pollen to build up indoors, which may make hay fever symptoms worse for kids.
Mm. Okay, and in regards to what symptoms as such, when you sneezing, clapping, is that sort of stuff that you runny nose, is that the symptoms we're talking about here?
Yes. So...
Yeah, in regard to the, well, the pollen season is upon us, about to hit us. Here we are in spring, and this is where the peak allergen rises, so to speak?
Yes, that's right. So spring is the peak season. Some people suffer all throughout the year, but the 1st of September really signals the start of spring and the official start to allergy season.
Okay, thank you. And in regards to which is not discriminative regarding ages, we're talking children as well as adults?
Yes, we are. Yeah, that's right. Above.
Yep. All right, so in regards to checkup, should we do checkup with our doctors on a regular basis when the peak season hits, so to speak?
We really recommend that the pharmacy is the best first point of call, okay, who can give you some great advice.
All right, fantastic. So there's a message going out to all your daily mob out there. Let's protect our children, keep our eyes and ears open in regard to looking on our children and act on it. Shannon, thank you very much for your yarn. Big shout out to your team, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thanks, Trevor. See
Take
you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there, and her name is Shannon Roach, Zyrtec Pacific Business Unit Director. So Queensland parents, shocking knowledge gap, failing to protect their kids, and then peak allergen season. So as peak pollen season hits Australia this spring, new research reveals an awareness gap among Aussie parents about the impact of indoor allergens on their children's health. So looking at the percentages here, new research reveals that 83% of Aussie parents worry about home allergens affecting their kids' health, yet 32% don't adjust their home routines during peak pollen season. Even among parents of children with hay fever symptoms, only 70% believe the home environment could be making things worse. So, do check with your doctor, your medical firm, but also check with your pharmacy, as Shannon Roach just pointed out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? We're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? National Talk Black.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katyana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. If you could see you through my eyes, instead of your ego. I believe you'd be surprised to see that you'd been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now this old world you see around you is just a reflection. And the law of commons says you're gonna reap just what you sow. Mm-hmm. And so unless you've lived a lie of total perfection, you'd better be careful of every stone that you should throw. Now if we spend a day throwing stones at one another, 'cause I don't think or wear my hair same way you do. Oh well, I may be a common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try and hurt me, it's hurting you. Lord have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people out on reserves and out on the missions. And brother, there, for the grace of God, go you and I. Now, if I only had the wings of that old angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of the mountains and then I'd cry. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country at BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Development Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. A big shout out to you, Mob, to Daily. Now we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Chris Lawrence, National Indigenous Space Academy, that's NISA, Lead Associate Dean, Indigenous at Monash University, Faculty of Information Technology. And we're talking about First Nations STEM Stars Head to UK. Fantastic. And we do have Professor Chris Lawrence on the line. Professor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm very good.
I hope all the listeners are good too.
Lovely. Fantastic. Before we start, Professor, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, I'm a Noongar, I'm a Wadjuk Baladong man from Perth, West Australia. I've got mob up to the Goldfields and up to the Pilbara as well. So
yes.
Well-rounded, Aboriginal fella from WA.
Too deadly, all over the space. Pardon the punts, and big shout-out to your mob. Look, fantastic. NISA, National Indigenous Space Academy, have got 6 students going off to NASA in the USA, and you got 2 going off to RAL in the UK. So tell us about this program, my friend.
Well, look, the National Indigenous Space Academy is taking over.
Yes.
we're going worldwide. We're going,
beautiful,
across the globe, which is what the plan has always been.
Good.
to expand. So we've expanded the program to include the UK. I've collaborated with the UK Space Agency and with the RAL Space Research Centre.
Yep.
So RAL Space is based near Oxford, not far from Oxford Uni. So they do a similar internship program for students there. So our two students will be working on similar kind of space-related projects and missions. They also do work there for the European Space Agency and also with NASA. So those students will still get exposure as the same as the students that have gone to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
Yeah.
So there's six of them. There's all up. There's eight, and there's four women and four men.
Beautiful. So across the board, First Nation people, gender's good, fantastic. And these students, what are they studying? What are they coming out with these visits as such?
Yeah, these students, there's a science student. Mm. There's also, the others are mostly, I think, engineers and computer science students. They're a mix of those kind of students.
Yes.
And so they are combining, you know, all their studies. I mean, some of them are doing double degrees.
Yeah.
So, and that's two of the females.
Yep.
One will be graduating later this year. Cool. I think two of them, they're both graduating. So one's from UNSW and one's from ANU. They're the two kind of more senior students. Mm. When I say students, they're more, you know, they're just about to complete. And so, you know, this has been a great time for all of them. Some of them are still in their early stages of their undergrad. We've got a couple in their second year, but some are, in that fifth year period. And so they're quite qualified and they're quite experienced, and this stuff will give them that advantage as well, and obviously expose them to these kind of real-life space missions, increase their skills. They'll be able to apply what they've got, they know, their knowledge, but at the same time, learn all this new knowledge and gain all that experience and that the skills. But at the same time, building their networks and having those kind of international experiences at these facilities. These are world-class space research facilities. And, you know, these students are the next generation of Indigenous leaders, particularly in the science and technology, engineering and maths space. One of the students, he's a biologist. And so kind of Brendan was telling his story the other day. He's from Kieran Maynard. He's from the University of Newcastle.
Yes.
And he was telling us about his journey. And when he said he was a biologist, I thought my instant thought was, what was that movie with Matt Damon in? Martian.
Martian,
and I thought, we need to have all these kind of diverse experiences and skills,
exactly,
particularly in the space research field.
So these scientists, these students, what have you, they work in the space area, you could say. So when there's a rocket being shoot into space, they're in the control room, so to speak, or if not, around the engineering makeup of the rocket, all of the above. They're involved in all areas of the industry, you could say, yeah?
Well, they are, because, look, the space missions, there's all different parts, components of developing a spacecraft or developing a rover, or whether it's some hardware system that has to be updated as well for the International Space Station. There's all these other bits and pieces that bring everything together so that, you know, they can send rockets into space, but also obviously satellites and those rovers and other things that they build to explore other planets. But there's also obviously astronauts, right, who go up to some in these spacecrafts. And so some of those students will be working on some of these projects, and they may not have be fully across a lot of the detail, because a lot of this stuff is obviously highly and strict confidential, and obviously guarded, so it's national security stuff. But they do get exposed to certain elements of that they're allowed to work on. And so that's what they're working on. So we can only, I can only talk about some of the things that they that they're allowed to work on. Obviously, they get that clearance from both the UK and the US government because they are coming in as international foreign students, and so they have to have a clearance to do that.
Lovely.
So those students are there, and they start today.
Fantastic. So when we talk about NASA, USA, and RAL in the UK. So the question probably I want to ask you is, this country, Australia, we don't do rockets, do we?
Well, not yet.
There's the goal.
There is a launch pad up in Arnhem Land. The Equatorial Launch Australia is a private company that they negotiated with the Yolngu people there for the Northern Land Council. So that's been established for a little while, I think. I don't know. I think they may have sent some rockets up, but I'm not sure. I mean, that's kind of a launch pad that they want also for returns and things like that. There's a whole range of this is all about the future, and you've got to lay, we've got to lay down that foundation. This is what this National Indigenous Space Academy is about. It's about the workforce that we need in this country. And if you know, we're going to have a successful Australian space industry and sector in Australia.
Yes.
Well, that includes Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
Well, thank you. We're talking about flying into space, 21st century, but we're talking about with the generation from 60,000 years at the table.
Hey, I've been creating, you know, aeronautical space flying machines.
You look at the aeroplane. That's right, the boomerang. That's right, brother.
Why wouldn't we want to be in the space sector?
Of course. Thank you very much. When the student is ready, the teacher will arrive, my brother.
Well, they are. Look, you know, we like I said, we run a space boot camp with them before they go. They come to Monash University, where the home of, you know, the National Indigenous Space Academy is. And I should also say, you know, our primary funder is the Australian Space Agency, but we're also funded by the CSIRO, and we got a scholarship from the Andy Thomas Foundation this year. So Andy Thomas he's still alive, but he was our first Australian astronaut. Mm. And I don't know how old you is, brother, but I saw him. I saw him when I was I was a teenager back in the 80s.
And you got inspired.
He was an astronaut, and they interviewed him while he was in space. And it was kind of that serendipitous moment, I think. I was so captivated and I was so fascinated. And I used to always look out at the stars, and I'd always be thinking about other planets. And I used to think that I was an alien or something. And I used to think, oh, when is this mob going to come and get me? Because I don't know who these mob are here that I live with, because that's how I dress.
Well, you know what, brother? Your ancestors quickly already make yarn for the mob up there. In space, you know that, and you know we travel.
So for me, you know, setting up this National Indigenous Space Academy back in 2019 was really, with the support of, you know, at the time it was my Vice-Chancellor, Attila Bungs, who's now the UNSW Vice-Chancellor.
Big shout out.
He used to be at the University of Technology, Sydney, and he just said, Chris, he said, go and make it happen, and he gave me some
good
money.
Yeah, go and make it happen.
Next minute I brought back a NASA, you know, JPL general. He's retired, Lieutenant General, retired Professor Larry James, who now works with us at Monash University.
Beautiful.
And he's a professor of space innovation.
Yeah.
And so him and I really worked closely together to, you know, we're transforming the Australian space sector, but we're also
You created a platform, if not a launch pad, you could say, for the future for our black scientists.
Well, that's exactly right. We want our students to be the world's best. I'm off to go and meet with the Italian Space Agency and the European Space Agency in Europe. Because, and obviously I'll go and visit my students at RAL in the UK and have meetings with the UK Space Agency. But the idea that I have this madness in my head is that, you know, this is about creating a pathway for into the astronaut training program in Europe so that we can have our students go into that program, whoever wants to go and do that, and learn how to become an astronaut. And one day we will have our first Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander astronaut.
Well, my brother, here we are on the, how you say, on country, yarning with our young ones, finished school, finished grade 12. And here you are talking about, well, we're talking about also getting an apprenticeship, getting a job. But here you're talking about flying our mob into space, you know, like, it is unbelievable. It's it opens your eyes. The world is your oyster, you know, brother.
Well, it literally is, and they can literally reach for the stars.
Thank you.
They can go to the stars. It's just up to them, and we're giving them these pathways.
Good.
And we'll support them, and, you know, on their journey. And, of course, look, it doesn't matter if they, you know, become astronauts and go to Mars or go to wherever in the universe.
Mm.
They'll always be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
Thank you. That's right, my brother. Listen, thank you, Professor Chris Lawrence. Thank you so very much. Lead there at NISA, National Indigenous Space Academy. Associate Dean, Indigenous at Monash University Faculty of Information Technology, having six of our students go to NASA in the USA and two of our First Nations students going to RAL in the UK. Congratulations, the work that you're doing, and those deadly students, take their hats off to them. Love to have a yarn with those students once they're back, my brother.
Yeah.
Let's organise that, please.
That'd be great. I'd love for them to tell their journey and share their stories and experiences with you, Mob. So thank you, Trevor, and thank you to your audience. And, you know, great to always, you know, come on your show and talk about all things Indigenous and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander space related.
Beautiful. My brother, you take care. All the best, and big shout out to the Mob there. And we'll talk soon, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there, Professor Chris Lawrence, yes, from NISA, National Indigenous Space Academy. He's the lead associate dean at Monash University Faculty of Information Technology, and eight Indigenous Australian university students have been selected for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at two of the world's leading space and science research centres as part of Monash University National Indigenous Space Academy, NISA, supported by the Australian Space Agency and CSIRO, so two deadly mob. Flying our mob into space, that's virtually what the future is. No rockets launched here in Australia. We do have a launch pad up there in Nanaland, I believe, Brother Reckon. But that is the future that we're building. And when you talk about into space and talking to the so-called brothers and sisters in space, ancestors have been there, done that. There you go. Have you seen Yanup Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Get a feeling that I wanna escape. I just wanna get out, but you tell me to stay. I can't get my head around all that you say. You're pointing one direction, but I just keep going my way. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, can I deny? You won't never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for the sky.
I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody just wanna be free. The walls are closing in, barricades on the beach. But it's not gonna hold me back. I'm lighting up my fire, turning doubt into ash. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, can I deny? You won't never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for the sky. Need room to fly, can I deny? You will never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, can I deny? You will never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. Yeah.
There's many great loves in history that we know about, but a tale of two lovers that was told to me makes me wanna scream and shout like Romeo and Juliet. A love story you won't forget, but tell me why did they destroy a love like that? Tell me why, tell me why did they? Snowball Roach and Andy Austin loved each other well. Oh, and I don't think that they argued often. Somebody broke the spell. Yeah, they broke the spell and broke their heart. Then they drifted far apart. So tell me why did they destroy a love like that? Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why did they? Well, it caught two hearts apart, left them bleeding all alone, and threw them in the river made of stone. Oh, they're dead now. Bajalang clan, and she was Kiewara, and he was a big, strong, fighting man. Yeah, she was proud and strong, and their love was great, their love was free. But what happened to them was a tragedy. So tell me why did they destroy love like that? Tell me why, tell me why did they do that? Oh, they tore two hearts apart, left them bleeding all alone, and threw them in the river made of stone, made of stone.
On your mouth, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Country, I've seen a lot of towns. Life's no bed of roses. I've been through its ups and downs. I'm beginning to wonder if our worlds are the same. When you
life starts to crumble, do you have someone to blame? For I would climb every mountain, pay the price that I have to pay. You could walk in my shoes for one day. Sometimes when I travel right across the sacred land, met with blind refusals, I find they're so hard to comprehend. Slowly times are a-changing, there's a whisper in the air. To walk as one across that bridge is a vision we can share. For I would climb every mountain, pay the price that I have to pay. You could walk in my shoes for one day.
Hey, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning service, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Listen to the silence. We don't need no words. Our eyes speak a thousand hearts deep within the soul. You read me with just one look. No one could break through before. Understand the silence of entwined souls. The spirit and your smile says it all. Reflections in the water, visions of you. Dreams colliding, trying to break through, searching for their freedom,
like a river, gently speaking to my soul. Presence of the Spirit, and your smile says it all. Reflections are fading into deep water blue. Listen to the silence that's beckoning through. All we have is now. Now I'm looking at you. So light me up, baby. Make me shine like you can do. Like a river, gently speaking to my soul. Presence of the Spirit, and your smile says it all. Like a river, gently speaking to my smile says it all.
Rebecca Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio
Service. This one's dedicated to the Yorta Yorta people. As I said before, this song, we have struggles in our life and we have to recognise who we are. This song's dedicated to them. Ha. I set the stamp, you're a feel, and I feel the beat. I come from the clan of the Yorta Yorta Nation, and I let our people know that we are a fascination. To know who I am, to believe who I am, and respect the other people of the Yorta Yorta Nation. Hey, I'll never be ashamed or ever feel disgraced, cause this is our home, this is our place. A race you'll have to face, ha. I said a race you'll have to face. I set a stamp, you're a feet, and I feel the beat. A spiritual, a feeling of a cultural beat. I said it screaming loud, and I say it proud. I'm from the tribe of a dancing crowd. I said a stamp, your feet, ha. I feel the beat. I said a stamp, your feet, ha. I feel the beat. Respect to my people, respect to our land. We will always love each other, never fight against another. Fight for strength, fight for respect. Shut the mouths of those who disrespect, ah. I disrespect, ah. I disrespect. We're here to stay. You hear that stay? They can't get rid of us or make us go away. It's our land and I will demand that you leave us all alone and let us have a home. So let's get together and try to work it all out. And maybe we can be enticing and proud. Think of the young, think of the future. Do we want to disrupt it from getting a lot? I said, stamp your feet. I said, stamp your feet. Stamp your feet and I feel the beat. A spiritual, a feeling of a cultural beat. I said, I scream out loud and I'll say it proud. I'm from the tribe of a dancing crowd. I said, I stamp your feet and I feel the beat. A spiritual, a feeling of a cultural beat. I said, I scream it loud and I say it proud. I'm from the tribe of a dancing crowd. Take it away, Jimbo.